This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I love my fans. The root's on fire. So are my fans. I love you guys. Here's John from Astoria. John says, hey, Wayne, when you see President Trump at the White House and you shake his hand, tell him he just shook the hand of the next president, Wayne Allen Root. Tell him John from Astoria said he's doing a great job, and make sure you get a look at your next home office. And it's titled, the subject line, President Root, 2025 to 2033. Thank you, John from Astoria. But you know what? I like being a host. I like criticizing these guys. I like right where I'm sitting. Much better to be a national radio and TV host. Ask Rush Limbaugh. Ask Michael Savage. Ask Sean Hannity. None of them want the job of president. They'd much rather be a Fox News host or a premier radio guy. I'm a USA radio guy, and I'm a Newsmax TV guy. I told you about the economy in the opening segment. I hope you're with us. CNBC's Jim Cramer set up with the jobs report today. These are the best numbers of our lifetime. Of our lifetime. And I told you, Trump's approval at 51% today, 6 points higher than Obama at the same point in his presidency. More black men have jobs than ever before. More black people have jobs than ever before. More black men and black people. Let's see, I've got the numbers for both black men and black women and blacks in general. So the unemployment rate for black men stayed at an all-time low of 5.1% in October, 5.1%. The total number of black men employed is 9,014,000, the highest ever in history. The total black male civilian labor force is just under 9.5 million, and 9 million are employed. The unemployment rate for black women is up a notch to 4.9%, but remains just a tick below the best ever at 4.8 last month. The combined unemployment rate for black men, black women, and black young people under the age of 19 is a tick above the all-time low of 5.4% that we hit last month. Congratulations, President Trump. If you are a racist, you're the best damn, or you're actually the worst damn racist that's ever lived. The worst. You know, with friends like Trump, black people are doing okay in the White House. Let me tell you, they should call Trump the first black president. That was what I said at Fox News, by the way. I wrote a commentary back in 2015, and I said they're going to be calling Trump the first black and Hispanic president in history, and people are going to go, are you crazy? No. If you create the most jobs ever for blacks and Hispanics, then you are the first black president, much more than Bill Clinton ever did. So great job, President Trump. You're not a racist. With racists like you, who needs friends? Another great story. Consumer sentiment soars towards Trump-era highs. Americans are feeling great about the U.S. economy. The University of Michigan's gauge of consumer sentiment jumped to 99.2% on its preliminary read for December and a final November reading of 96.8. Economists polled at a much more modest tick up. The highest reading of the Trump presidency was actually 101.4 in May of 18. And that was the best consumer confidence reading since January of 2004. But the end result is Trump's doing great. By every measure, Trump is doing fantastic. Here's another poll. Voters spurn swing district Democrats that back impeachment. A survey released today found swing district freshman Democrats could lose re-election over the decision to back impeachment over Trump. The American Action Network, AAN, released a poll that surveyed my congressperson, Susie Lee of Nevada, and Anthony Brindisi, Democrat of New York, and Kendra Horn, Democrat of Oklahoma, and their congressional districts and found a majority of voters in all of these districts were less likely to vote for their freshman Democrat, swing state Democrat, if they were to back impeachment. So, boy, that would be my dream to get rid of Susie Lee. Big Dan Rodheimer is my choice for United States Congress as a Republican running against Susie Lee. Big Dan, we call him because he is a wrestler. I believe he's 6'7", and he must weigh like 300 pounds of pure muscle. And he's used to be with the WWE. He used to be in the ring for the WWE. And I think he's a fabulous candidate. And he's running in a Republican primary now to be the one who runs against Susie Lee. And the Republican Party's backing him with everything they got. And so I'm a big fan of Big Dan Rodheimer, and I hope he beats Susie Lee. And this was great news we heard today. So here's the last bit of economic news I want to tell you. Larry Kudlow, another guy who I know well, be a guest all the time on Kudlow and Cramer on CNBC, says a trade deal with China is this close. This close. Now, I just read you such great economic news. And I told you the stock market's flying and things are good. Can you imagine if we announced a successful trade deal closing with China, that the deal is done and we're both going to sign it? Do you have any idea what would happen to the stock market, to real estate, to the economy, to consumer sentiment, to spending at Christmas time? Do you have any idea that would happen? What would happen with Trump's reelection next November? If Trump's done everything right except we're fighting this trade war, and he ends the trade war and gets a deal with China, it will be the best news in the history of American economic life. It's it. Trump is it. Best president ever. He will win re-election by a landslide. I keep saying electoral landslide. You get this China deal, Mr. President, you win the election's popular vote by a landslide. Who could vote against President Trump if he gets the trade deal with China? Nobody. Especially if the economy keeps doing every quarter what it's been doing and what it just did now. In November. Great stuff. Great stuff. All right, some more breaking news, and then we'll take calls. White House puts Jerry Nadler on notice and announces it will not participate in the sham impeachment hearing. President Trump and President Trump's staff will not participate. Great move. Right way to handle it. If someone's going to burn me at the stake in the Salem witch trial, I'd rather not show up. And then last but not least, probably the last news story of tonight, but if we get some more, great. Then I'm going to take calls. There was a potential terror attack today. We don't know yet for sure. But when I came on the air today, we knew that it was a Saudi Arabian national, military pilot trainee, that was the gunman in a deadly mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Those are the top gun guys. Those are the best Navy pilots in the world. And we had a Saudi Arabian military trainee there who went nuts, shot three people dead, and wounded, I believe at that time they said 10 others. I have not seen an update. Maybe, Chris, you could check for me whether there's an update, how many have been killed, how many wounded. But another mass shooting, and this one could be a terror attack. Would not be a surprise. Obviously, Saudi Arabian, who was involved in 9/11, almost every one of those 9/11 terrorists originated in Saudi Arabia. So you've got to assume that this was a terror attack perpetrated by one of our Islamic extremist enemies. And that brings up Trump again. We need the wall. We need the wall. We need the wall. We have to secure the border, and we've also got to extreme vet, extreme vet, extreme vet. Be careful who you let in the country. Chris, did you get an update on how many shot and wounded? 3 dead, 8 injured. All right, so look, pray for the people that were injured. Pray for the families of the 3 that are dead. Can you imagine sending your son or daughter off to become a warrior, a patriot, an American military leader, at Pensacola Navy Air Station, learning to fly jets and get their wings, and they're killed in the classroom by an enemy of America. If in fact, it wasn't a guy who was nuts, and it was a terror attack, what a terrible, terrible tragedy compounded because it's terror. And we've just got to be vigilant, got to have extreme vetting. You can't let anybody in America. You know, I'm Jewish, but if a guy comes from Israel, knocks on the door, wants to get in America, I say be careful. Guy comes from Canada. Be careful. Russia, be careful. But if they come from a Middle Eastern Islamic country where terrorism originates and they have terror training camps, be extra, extra, extra careful. That's not racism. There isn't anything wrong with what I'm saying. It's 100% common sense. Be careful when people come from countries that consider you their enemy. Be careful. That's all I would say. So let me bring up one more point before we call it a night here and take calls. Okay? A lot of people out there are liberal Democrats. They still don't understand how great the economy is under Trump. They still don't understand that things are very different in Canada, in Mexico. In Mexico, they have basically a bad recession right now. Mexico's president, a lot of trouble. In Canada, they're undergoing a bad recession. We just gained 266,000 jobs in 1 month, November. You know what happened in Canada? Under liberal, Democrat, socialist Justin Trudeau, they lost 70,000 jobs. Our unemployment went down to 3.5%. In Canada, went up to 5.9%. Okay? One of the worst months they've ever had in Canada. 70,000 jobs lost in 1 month. In Canada, as bad as it gets and the worst since their last horrible recession. Why are we the lone country that's thriving while the rest of the world's in trouble, including all the countries on our border? We breathe the same air. We share the same dirt. We share the same oceans, Atlantic and Pacific, with Mexico and Canada. So explain to me how it's possible, right? They've got the Pacific on one side, Mexico. They've got the Gulf of Mexico, which goes into the Atlantic on the other side. Canada, Atlantic on one side, Pacific on the other. Same as the United States. Same air, same dirt. Our economy's flying. Theirs are dying. They have liberals in charge. Socialists, basically, in charge of Mexico. Socialists, basically, in charge of Canada. And they lost 70,000 jobs. I won't even tell you about Mexico, how bad it is. The stats are so bad, it's not even worth talking about. They're both dying. America's economy thriving. President Donald J. Trump. Cut taxes, cut regulations. Great job, President Trump. Next, you've gotta kill Obamacare once and for all. That's the one thing missing. Let me get back. Lots of calls, and then we'll take Dr. Laura Schlesinger, as a guest later on the show. Wayne Allyn, War.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, welcome back. Newsmax TV, USA Radio, Wayne Allen Roots. Hello to all my fans out there. You know, I'm flooded with emails the last couple of days. There must be more people watching the show than any time in history. I think I've gotten, I don't know, maybe 600-700 emails in the last 48 hours, and they're coming in like 20 during each break. You people are amazing. Here's one from Chris. Chris says, hey, Wayne, thanks for all you do. You're a patriot. Please ask President Trump to remove the tax on Social Security. You brought this issue up on Newsmax TV a few weeks ago, and you are right on. That would seal the deal for his next election. I support him either way. Tell him he's loved by many, and thank him for making America great and keeping America great. Thank you for your fierce patriotism. We love war. Chris in South Carolina. And you know what I say. Always go to the immortal words of John Wick. If you want peace, prepare for war. And you got war right here on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Want to say hi to some good, very important people in my life, in the living room of my house, surrounding the TV right now, watching the show. I've got my wonderful fiance Cindy, who's coming to the White House with me next week. I've got Tessa, my daughter, who's 11 years old. Her 12th birthday will be in, about a week and a half. So congratulations, Tessa, on birthday number 12. I've got my great friend Mike Colian. Mike's a good friend of mine, takes good care of my family, and I consider him a great, great friend, a great patriot, United States Air Force vet. And, of course, I got Bubba and Buddy, my doggies. Buddy is a great dog, but Bubba is the new puppy who's now probably 65 pounds and gigantic. You've met him on TV as a little puppy. He's like a monster. I'll bring him on to say hi before Christmas is upon us. Sometime the next week or so, I'll bring him on. After I get back from the White House next week, I'll bring Bubba on. But it's hard to even lift him anymore. So in any case, hi to all my important people in my life. And thanks to all my fans. You're all good people. Let's take some calls. Let's take Joe in Kansas. Line one. Joe, you're on with War. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I am a first-time caller. Actually, this is the first time I've ever seen your show.
Well, good. Good for you to call in. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Just a little background on me real quick and briefly. I'm a 20-year retired Air Force. I'm 100% PTSD through the VA. I'm an Iraq vet. I've had some hard times.
Sorry for our times, but thank you for your service and sacrifice for this country. I salute you on national TV, Joe, in Kansas. Thank you for that. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, for the 3 dead and the 8 injured, for my brothers and sisters down in Pensacola, and my sister's service, I'm praying for them. I hope everything's going to be fine. And also, what I want to get to was when you go to the White House, tell President Trump, thank you, thank you, thank you for getting the Choice 40 program for vets passed.
Yes. Yes. Great stuff. Tell everybody out there what the difference is with this program.
Okay, with the Choice 40, if you live over 40 miles away from any veteran's military treatment facility,
you get to see a private doctor, and they'll
reimburse
you.
You're allowed to go to a private doctor, and they pay
great?
The bill. But
isn't that great?
It helps. But here, tell President Trump this when you go there. It only puts a little patch on the problem. The problem is the VA clinics are only open government hours, Monday through Friday. How about opening the VA clinics on Saturdays to accommodate working vets?
Yes. How about Saturdays and Sundays? How about Saturdays and Sundays? Look, when people are sick, there's no such thing as a weekend or a Sunday's a church day. Great. But if you're sick, you got to go see somebody who can help you get well.
Correct.
So it should be 7 days a week. Doctors work 7 days a week. Hospitals are open. Urgent care open 7 days a week. Why not seven? Not just Saturday. But I agree with you. Hey, Joe, I can't let one person take up too much time. I got to move to the next person. We're running out of time, but I want to thank you, wish you a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas. Thank you for your service in the U.S. Air Force. You're a good man. God bless you. Thanks for calling as a first-time caller. Jim in Virginia, real quick. Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Jim, are you there? I guess Jim's not there. Let's move to... Oh, we got 1 minute to go. All right, look, here's what we're going to do. We got Dr. Laura, one of the most popular radio hosts in the history of America, coming up next. It's not a political interview, although I'll try and get a few political questions in. But she's just one of the most popular radio hosts ever in the history of this great country. And when I heard she was available, I said, we got to get her, even if the topic is relationships and it's not politics. But I'll get her views on what's happening and the way Democrats treat President Trump. And I'll get her views on the impeachment. I'll get her views on Trump derangement syndrome. I'll try and get them all in. We'll see. We got her up next, Dr. Laura. And then we'll take more of your calls at 833-WAR-TALK in the last segment, okay? Coming up right now is the presentation by my sponsor, Swiss America, number one most trusted name in gold and silver for 35 years. And they've got a great offer for you, including a free DVD hosted by Wayne Allyn Root and a free special report in the words of Pat Boone, their spokesman, right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says they will not participate in the impeachment hearings taking place in the House of Representatives on Monday. Jeannie Zeno is a political science professor at Iona College. She joins Fox News and believes,
I think there will be follow, but I think we need to remember Nancy Pelosi as Speaker has never lost a vote. I mean, you can't underscore enough. She is probably the most successful Speaker in modern American history.
She knows.
And she knows her votes like the back of her hand.
President Trump is cheering the economy in the latest jobs numbers.
A record 158 million Americans are now working. That's the largest number in the history of our country. We've never had 158 million people working. And we should be breaking the 160 million magic mark fairly soon.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. Docs are wild, you know. My sponsor of this segment of the show is Dr. Joseph Williams. And the next segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. And my daughter is about to become a doctor. She's getting her PhD. She's going to be Dr. Dakota Root. And our guest is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. It's Doctors Wild. Is one of the most popular talk shows in the history of this country, Dr. Laura. Everybody knows that name, Dr. Laura, but her full name, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I listened to her all the time for, I don't know, probably 20 years in New York before I moved to Los Angeles and then Las Vegas. And because I commuted a lot in my New York days, I was always listening to Dr. Laura. She hosts a radio program now on Sirius XM's Triumph Channel 111. She's the best-selling author of 13 adult books and 4 children's books. And her new book is Love and Life. Her website is drlaura.com. DrLaura.com. New book, Love and Life. Go get it. We want to talk to her about it. Dr. Laura, you're on with Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. How are you?
You know, I have a racing sailboat, and I'm racing this weekend 2 days in a row, and my boat is called Warrior.
There you go. I'm the conservative warrior.
We're a team.
Yes, I'm the conservative warrior. I'm kind of the you of politics because I'm a tough love guy. There's no script on my show, no teleprompter, no notes. All I do is I speak from the heart and I shoot from the hip and I let people know what I think. And I don't care who it offends. I let it fly. So I'm kind of like the you of politics. So I'm glad to have you on. Yeah. So let's start with a political question without you talking politics. It's holiday season, and everybody knows they're going to be sitting at the dinner table around Christmas or Christmas Eve. Some of them will be liberal. Some of them will be conservative. Some of them love Trump. Some of them hate Trump. What's your psychology view of how they can avoid turning it into a disaster at holiday time? How should they handle themselves to make it a Merry Christmas or a Happy Hanukkah?
Well, I get a lot of calls about this, especially before Thanksgiving. And frankly, people know who in their families are obnoxious. It's one thing to have a point of view, and it's another thing to be mean and nasty about it. We already know in our families who will be mean and nasty about it. And I have bluntly told the audience, don't do Thanksgiving or Christmas with them. What for?
Well, that's smart. That's easy. If you just avoid them, if you avoid them and the toxic people, you get to avoid problems. So that's a smart move.
And people are afraid to do that. Oh, you know, but if somebody's going to be upset. It doesn't matter if somebody's going to be upset. There's no point to having what's supposed to be a family, charming, lovely, loving event when you know there are people there who think their opinions ought to be the only thoughts in the universe. Which is okay. I mean, if somebody wants to be that arrogant, I don't care. But it's when they get mean and cruel about it that the line has to be drawn.
There you go. And by the way I handle it is everybody knows where I stand. Obviously, I'm a national radio and national TV host who's a big Trump conservative, and I'm Jewish. So many of my relatives are liberal, and my friends, I've got lots of liberal Jewish friends, and I tell them all, we're going out to dinner tonight. I love you. I think you're great. We'll have a great conversation as long as we stay away from politics. Don't bring it up, and we won't have any fights. And that's what I say, and then I go out, and I say nothing, Dr. Laura, and all my friends, we get through 10 minutes, and they go, but I just hate Trump. And I told you not to say that. Don't do that
to
me.
Well, just the word. I mean, why do they have to hate somebody?
I know.
They can disagree. They can not please. And they can vote them out of office.
Right.
To hate somebody, that's what's been happening in our country since the prior election. It's not disagreement. It's hate. And I find that pretty scary because it's torn families apart.
Yes, it has. All right, let's move on away from politics before we tear some more families apart. Let's talk a little bit about relationships. Just because my viewers and my listeners are conservative doesn't mean they want to hear about relationship talk, because everybody's got relationships. So true love is conditional. This is advice from your book. True love is conditional. Understand that, and many problems disappear. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, this overly romanticized notion that love is unconditional. No matter what the person does or says, you're just going to love them anyway. You know, can you be married to Charles Manson and still say you love him? I mean,
right.
That's just psycho stuff. So it is, love is about admiration and respect and fondness. And, of course, you know, depending upon the kind of love it is, it's going to have romantic love attached to it or not. But truthfully, there are people who have, for example, adult kids who have done terrible things, and they may feel attached to them as parents, but they cannot possibly love them. And I think we need to earn love from each other in romantic relationships by treating the other person as though they even mattered more than you. You know, if you both were drowning, you'd save them. So the attitude of caring about the other person and not just narcissistically sucking them dry for what you need is very important. And so I believe love should be conditional upon another person being kind and loyal and giving and compassionate and so forth.
All right, you've got another chapter in your book about the new narcissism. We're on that topic of narcissism. Growing self-centeredness is wrecking relationships. By the way, it's also wrecking politics. A lot of hate out there because everybody's got huge egos. Everybody thinks they're the only one who's right. Nobody wants to compromise, and it's wrecking relationships. Tell everybody about this new narcissism.
Well, it starts in the home. I can't, if anything gives me a Tylenol headache, it's how many parents call, and they put no limits on their kids and no judgment on their kids. So their kids become quite extreme in self-approval. And, you know, we went through a whole thing years ago that, you know, self-esteem was such a big thing. Actually, excessive self-esteem is what you see rampant in the colleges and universities where I am God. Each kid up there thinks they are God, therefore they're omniscient, and they should be omnipotent, and whether or not, then they have to have a safe place. So we've really wrecked a generation of kids. I fear if we had the circumstances that the greatest generation had to deal with, we couldn't deal with it.
You've got another chapter about faith and country. Old values help you in new times. Now, I'm going to tie this to kind of a political issue. I don't think it's political as much as common sense. We have a lot of kids failing in school. And I personally, my belief is that teachers' unions don't really care about the kids. They care about higher salaries for the teachers. And I always say it isn't the teacher that makes the kid. It helps a lot. I love a good teacher, and I love teachers if their goal in life is to help kids. But it's still, in the end, about having a dad in the home. And I think you have whole generations in inner cities that don't have any fathers in the home. And without a father in the home, there's no discipline. And without discipline, the kids run wild and the teachers can't do anything. You need a base. Speaking of old values, you need a mom and a dad in the house who give a damn for a kid to have a chance to succeed. Just my belief. Just wanted to get your take on what I just said.
Good God, man, you sound just like Dr. Laura.
I figured we'd agree on that one. I figured. Hey, listen, I have a pretty cool story because we homeschooled my kids, and my daughter is about to become Dr. Dakota Root, and she graduated top of her class at Harvard after being homeschooled her whole life, and then got her master's degree, and now she's getting her PhD in cybersecurity, and she's going to be Dr. Dakota Root. So I think I'm pretty good at raising kids.
Well, I make the announcements, frankly. I don't know if you've gone this far, but I have. I've told everybody to take their kids out of public schools because kids are not learning anything there. It's just social engineering. And I forget the letters that represent what's done. But every year, about 25 countries, they measure science and math aptitude.
And we're in last place, probably, right?
Yeah. You know who's number one?
Who's number one?
China. So that means their kids are...
Wait, I didn't hear that. Did you say Iceland? Oh, China's number one. Oh, wow. No wonder. Wow, tough competition.
They're going to bury us in the near future because their kids can do science and math and our kids can't.
Wow. And that's because we need tough love like Dr. Laura. If we had you in every classroom, kids would learn. They should be taught. If you're not going to study, if you don't do your homework, if you come to class unprepared, you will be punished, not rewarded. That's the message you need, is you'll be punished. People should get rewarded for being good students and punished for being bad. But instead, I think everybody gets a participation trophy. That's the problem, right?
Okay, you're getting a little nutty here with the punishment word.
I didn't say punish them with a ruler. I didn't say with a ruler.
I don't know how you want to punish them, but good God, sir, here's where we go with that. Most of the time when kids cannot do well in school, there's, you know, emotional disturbances generally coming from the home. And the kids just cannot focus. Their parents are addicts. Their parents are not around. There's violence. There's stacking up. There's no marriages at all. There's divorces, remarriages, more kids. There's so much stress that kids are undergoing these days with a society that's fragmented to the nth degree that the suicide rate of kids and young adults and the drug use of kids and young adults has skyrocketed. And that's not deserving of punishment, except I think the parents in general society should be punished.
I just meant grades, Dr. Laura. I meant you don't give everybody a participation trophy. The good kids get an A and the bad kids learn. You get a D or an F, but you don't kind of grade on the curve. But anyway, we're on the run.
Yeah,
a segment
went. Punishment, that's just consequences.
I know, but we don't have consequences in America like we used to. Hey, Dr. Laura, I got to run.
Okay.
The time's up. The music's playing. It's drlaura.com's the website. The book is Love and Life, her brand new book. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Tough Love. Great lady. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah. Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Laura. Bye-bye. Wayne Alaroot, by the way, as we go out, don't rush off and don't go surfing. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't go to make a sandwich in the kitchen. My sponsor's up next, Dr. Joseph Williams. I just had a beautiful dinner with him last night. And he is the greatest guy, and he's got clients from all over the world and all over the country who have thinning hair or they're bald as a cue ball, and they come to Vegas, and he changes their life. He gives them a full head of hair. This guy's amazing, and you get a free Vegas vacation out of it. So listen up. If you have thinning hair and you're a guy, listen up now. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alaroot. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one, best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right. You know, I don't think Dr. Laura understood what I meant by punish. I didn't mean punch the kid in the mouth. I meant tough love. You know, my kid, I understood. Forget about my kids. My dad made it clear to me, you come home with nothing but A pluses. Anything less than that is unacceptable. An A is unacceptable. An A minus is a travesty. A B is like you're an idiot. And a C, don't ever come home the rest of your life. And he made that clear. And guess what? I got nothing but A's my entire life. An entire career from kindergarten to 12th grade. I got nothing but A pluses with a couple of A's and maybe like one A minus in my entire life. And I graduated valedictorian in my high school. I knew that you don't come home with anything but an A or an A plus. And he wouldn't be happy with anything but an A+. And I wanted to make him happy. That's called setting down discipline and rules and very high goals. And 99% of America's never heard of such a thing. They actually tell their kids, hey, you got a C. That's good. That's better than the D you got last month. My father would have disowned me. If I came home with a C, he wouldn't have let me out of my room for the rest of my life. And in the end, your parents do rule your life. They give you the money to live. They give you food to live. They give you a roof over your head. You got to do what your parents want you to do. My father made it clear. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a businessman. You're going to get straight A's. And you're going to go to Columbia University. And I graduated graduated valedictorian and went to Columbia University and got an Ivy League degree. Because of him pushing me every step of the way. That's what I meant. So we didn't have a chance on TV and radio. It's such a short little segment. You don't have a chance to actually explain all of that. But I think people set goals way too low in this country. Tell your kids they get an A or they're never leaving their room. They won't go on dates. They're not going out. They're not joining you for dinner. They're staying home the rest of their lives. They're grounded unless they bring home a great report card. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to bring home a great report card. There's no other choice. Lay down the law, man. All right. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Again, I just tell you what I think. Shoot from the hip, straight from the heart. What I think, and it works. My daughter went to Harvard. My other kids are probably smarter than her. And it works. You lay down the law. They got to get straight A's. Take some more calls. Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. Happy holidays, buddy. Merry Christmas.
You're going to see the president. Can you say hello to the king of the Jews from all of us in the country?
I'm going to make sure as soon as I shake his hands, I'm going to say, I'm the prince of the Jews. You're the king of the Jews. That's what I'm going to say.
That. That is a great. But look, you got the first Jewish president, your buddy Bloomberg, the lazy man, he's the country club Democrat, the lazy way to steal the Democrat nomination. And what? And he's having the job ideas. Wayne, you know it. What regulations are you going to cut? He says he can do jobs, right? He's going to be the job.
Right.
He's running ads in California. What regulations is he going to cut? What taxes is he going to cut?
Well,
what Israel in the embassy? Nobody asked him anything.
Mark, I'd go a step further. You know, it would be if the country was in recession or depression like Obama and there were no jobs like Obama or the few jobs there were all part-time jobs, it would be fair to campaign that you're the jobs president. But Donald Trump's created millions and millions and millions of jobs and just 266,000 in the last 30 days. We don't need your help, Mike Bloomberg. Well, you're acting like there aren't enough jobs. You couldn't create more jobs if you tried. If you were Houdini and you had a magic wand, you couldn't create more jobs than Donald Trump. So good luck with that as your campaign pitch. You're going to create jobs against the guy who's created more jobs than anybody's ever seen. Good luck. You know? He's kidding himself.
Wayne, and the last thing, Nancy, they only won the Congress by 60,000 votes in 18 districts. That's only about 3,000 apiece.
Right.
And in California, you got Harley Reuter. They're not even on the Dirty 30 list of the Democrats in trouble. Please get behind these Republicans. We can't lose the House this time. Wayne, Happy New Year. You're the greatest. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Appreciate it. Last but not least, take one more call before the night's up. Lots of conservatives stuck in enemy territory in California. John, line 3 from California. John, you got about 30 seconds with Wayne Allyn. Go fast before the show ends. Go.
Okay, John Dean, he did this Watergate. Nixon knew nothing about it until after it happened. He should be investigated and thrown back into jail because what he did was so terrible. He was looking for pictures of his wife.
We're talking about John Dean now in the Nixon days, John? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing that up now? We're talking about Trump. Why are you bringing
him? I see him on the tube being some kind of smart guy, and he's just a criminal.
Well,
Nixon was terrible.
What he is, a backstabber. He backstabbed Nixon. I don't think he's any hero. But John, we got to talk about Trump and today. We got America to worry about and the future for our kids. I don't want to look back at Nixon. That was a lifetime ago. We're going to call tonight. John, appreciate the call. Yes, John Dean was not a great guy and a backstabber, but I'm more worried about Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff than I'm worried about something that happened 40 years ago with Nixon. It's just old story, man. What we need to do is look forward and fight the liberals now. Don't worry about the old battles that we lost a long time ago. All right? Have yourselves a great weekend. Christmas approaching. New Year's approaching. And I'll be with you the whole time. We love you. We appreciate you. All the cops, be safe this weekend. And most importantly, cops, active duty military, and veterans, we appreciate the sacrifice for this country. Tomorrow, Pearl Harbor Day. Very important considering what just happened at Pearl Harbor and the Pensacola Navy Air Base. We got to really love our veterans and really love our cops. You be safe. We think about you all the time. We pray for you. Pray for all the families involved in that situation in Pensacola today. And before you go surfing to another show, make sure you stay tuned for My Doctor Suggests. That's my sponsor. They take good care of me. They take good care of the show. Cold and flu season is here. I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't gotten a flu in 4 years. Thanks to My Doctor Suggests. The best stuff in the world. Alkaline structured silver products. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses, but they don't touch the good bacteria. They are the greatest. My Doctor Suggests and Dr. Peterson are up at bat right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.